اللهم لك الحمد لك الحمد حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه لك الحمد ملء السماوات وملء الأرض وملء ما شئت من شيء بعد اللهم اجعلنا شاكرين لنعمك قابلها وأتمها علينا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم عليه وصل على آله وصحابته ومن والاهم واهتدى بهديهم واستنى بسنتهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين اللهم اجعلنا منهم أما بعد عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله اتقوا الله سبحانه وتعالى في السر والعلانية والمنشط والمكره لعلكم تفلحون يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه المجيد واتقون يا أولي الألباب لعلكم تفلحون First of all, I praise Almighty Allah. I praise Him as He has chosen to praise Himself. No one can praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough. Our mind is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is above His creation. He is utterly transcendent, absolute, unique. He cannot be described by words. He cannot be defined. We cannot make an image of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of a statue, stone, or in our mind, because Allah is beyond our comparisons. So let Allah be praised as He has chosen to praise Himself. And He has been praised by His chosen messengers from Adam to Muhammad alayhi salam. I bear witness that Allah is one. I bear witness that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final messenger. He is above all a messenger of mercy. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses His messenger saying, we send thee only as a mercy. So He is a medium of mercy. He came to bring peace and harmony and reconciliation and healing. He did not come to pit one race against the other, one ethnicity against the other, one color against the other. He came to unite humanity. And the formula is recognition of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sovereignty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even as the entire creation is created, sustained, and cherished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the creator we must submit to, we must relate to, we must surrender our will to. When we do so, we have the formula for peace and harmony. Brothers and sisters, we are living in the very critical times. Times of utter confusion. تَكَادُ تَكُونُ قِطَعٌ كَقِطَعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ There will be crises one after the other. Thick darkness. Humanity is confused. And the only way to come out of this confusion, this darkness, these doubts, these clouds of uncertainty, is to come back to the message, to the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down. And today, we need to re-educate ourselves, because we have learned our religion from our grandmothers and grandparents. We have distorted images, very, very wrong concepts, cultural influences, cultural baggage, projected as religion. Customs, destructive customs, projected as religion. So therefore, how do we come out of this? We must be illuminated by the divine light given to us through the Quran and through the Messenger. He is Siraj. He is the guiding light for us. So in this spirit today, I want to come back to the basics, inshallah. And the basics for the believer is the fundamental Quranic concepts. Back to the concept of God and man in the Quran. Back to the concept of the meaning and purpose of life in the Quran. Back to the concept of the vicegerency of man, stewardship of man on the earth, as conceived by the Quran. And back to the light of prophecy. So in this spirit today, inshallah, I want to take a fundamental hadith. And when I say hadith, of course, you cannot be expected to study the whole Sahih al-Bukhari or Muwatta of Imam Malik. We have detailed courses here. We ran these courses a number of times, and we'll be running them again, inshallah. But every Muslim should study a minimum the 40 hadith of Imam Nawawi, one of the greatest scholars and sages of Islam. And this 40 hadith is available, inshallah, in translations. So I would urge you to acquire these translations and try to attend the courses that explain. And today I will just briefly explain a beautiful hadith in this collection, Al-Hadithu Al-Thalith Wal-Ashur, the 23rd hadith in this beautiful collection by Imam Nawawi. And the hadith is narrated by a great companion, Abu Malik Al-Harith ibn Asim Al-Ashari. I have mentioned here when the tribe Ash'ariyun came to Medina, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam welcomed them. And he said, they are from me, I am from them. Of course, they are not of Quraysh lineage. So they don't share his blood. It's not a blood connection. So why did Rasulullah say, they are from me and I am from them? He explained it. Because you know why? They practice sharing. When they are starving, they have one table. Everybody gather everything they have, and they have a common table of mercy, you may call it. Everybody brings what he has, and they all share it together. This is the ideal of Islam. Humanity is one family. You cannot allow your brother to starve, and you fill yourself. لَيْسَ الْمُؤْمِنُ بِالَّذِي يَشْبَعُ وَجَارُهُ جَائِعٌ إِلَى ذَنْبِ. A believer is not the one who will starve when his neighbor, brother, is starving. Of course, neighbor is today, all of human family is one. Is one neighborhood, one village. This is the correct Islamic understanding. That's why the great Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal said, if you have surplus meal, and yet somebody died in the neighborhood, you should be charged for second degree murder, because it's your duty to share that surplus food with that brother who is starving. This is the sensitivity of Islam. So this Abu Malik al-Harith came to Rasulullah with Ash'ariyun. He is of Yemeni background, and of course he was deeply influenced by the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Of course, it's the beauty of this religion. You take any name, any companion of the Prophet, you will see a biography, and you will see how many traditions he has narrated from Rasulullah. This is not found in Christianity. This is not in Judaism. This is not in Hinduism. This is not in Buddhism. This is unique. The sources of this religion, well preserved. So believers should be proud. I should be proud of belonging to this great religion whose sources have been preserved intact. So how many traditions this companion narrated from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? 27. And this is one of them. It's a beautiful tradition. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "At-tahuru shatrul iman." Purification is half of faith. Walhamdulillah tamla'ul mizan. The formula, praise be to Allah, weighs heavily in the scales of the judgment day. Wa subhanallah walhamdulillah, the words, glory be to Allah and praise be to Allah, tamla'u ma bayna as-samawati wal-ard, fills the space between the heaven and the earth. Imagine the infinite space, and it fills that. This is a hyperbolic way of stating the great importance of uttering these words for meditation, developing mindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Was-salatu nurun, prayer is light. Was-sadaqatu burhan, charity is an evidence, a proof of faith. Was-sabru liya, patience is illumination or shining light. Wal-Qur'an hujjatun laka aw alayk, Qur'an is a pleader against you or for you. Quran is a challenge. If we respond to it positively, we will be saved. If we fail to respond, we have already responded, and we will be, Quran will speak against us on the day of judgment. Kullu nasi yagdu, every human being is engaged in a rat race. Dog eating dog. We are all in that chase, running for money, for wealth, for this and that. And you know, you can divide these runners into two categories, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fabai'un nafsahu, one group of people selling themselves and then putting themselves into the midst of the fire. And the other group taking themselves out of hellfire unto paradise. So brothers and sisters, let us reflect. First of all, at-tahuru shatrul iman. This is, you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam have been gifted by the beautiful miracle of the Quran. Unlettered man given a book which confounds the philosophers, the rationalists, hundreds of them, deeply intellectual, converted to Islam through the message of the Quran, their exposure to the Quran. And of course, Rasulullah has other miracles, but there is the wisdom of Rasulullah, Mishkatun Nubuwa, niche of prophecy. This is the hadith. Jawami'ul Kalim. The Prophet said, even as I have been given the Quran as a standing miracle, Allah also blessed me with Jawami'ul Kalim. Jawami'ul Kalim, pithy statement, short statements, deep with meaning, loaded with meaning, worthy of repeated reflection. So here is Jawami'ul Kalim, short phrases from Rasulullah. Everybody can memorize them and reflect on them, and that will be a guide for us. So daily illuminations, daily affirmations, a guide for living on a daily basis. This is it. And it begins with At-tahuru shatrul iman. Purification is half of faith. What do you understand by purification today? The irony with Muslims today is, if you ask them what is purification, define it. I am sure I don't want to test anybody here. Being an imam for 40 years, if I stand on this mimbar, give you a test, how many types of purification are there, I am sure many of us will fail in it. This is the basic knowledge of Islam, and we don't have it. Tahur, first of all, is divided into two types. There is a physical purification, outward purification, and there was an inward spiritual purification. The physical purification is divided into three parts. How many? Three parts. Number one, purification from najasat, filth, urine, feces, and of course all those things which are considered filthy. We need to clean ourselves from it. And then there are two other, which is called ritual impurities. At-tahara min al-hadath al-asghari wal-hadath al-akbar. How many of us know this definition? I am sure I don't want to check it. In the member, I can check it. Prophet used to check. But I don't want to engage in that. Maybe next week many people will absent themselves from the member, from the Jumu'ah as well. This happens when there is a test is given, no student appears except one or two. At-tahara min al-hadath al-asghar. Purification from minor ritual impurity, and at-tahara min al-hadath al-akbar, major ritual impurity. I came to know that some people said they only knew that ghusl from janaba is obligatory after reading my answer in my website. So they have spent half of their life without purifying themselves from the major ritual impurity. Critical nature of basic Islamic knowledge. Tahara, you go to the washroom in these schools, Hifz schools or any school, and see whether our children are really properly trained in Tahara. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is no prayer without tahara. Key to paradise is salah. And the key to prayer is what? Purification. So when the key for prayer is not there, this prayer is not valid. And key is cleaning yourself, making istinja. I have seen speakers in one of these conferences coming to the washroom and just opening his zip and doing that, and without cleaning himself, he is appearing on the stage. Of course, this man doesn't know the basics of Islam, and of course, we put him as a speaker. Na'udhu billah. And this is an irony with the Muslim Ummah. No basic. And everybody becomes a scholar without the basic. Step by step. Foundation. At-tahuru shatrul iman. This is half of faith. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, after purification, of course purification, not just physical, spiritual purification, freedom from pride. When I look around my fellow believer, or fellow human being, even look around on a cat, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, if I look down on a dog, I'm afraid God will make me worse than that dog. This is the prominent companion trained by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the correct understanding of Islam. You are not supposed to look down on a dog even. Then what about looking down other human beings because they are not from your country? They don't speak your language or don't belong to your clan or tribe. Islam came to undermine this, eradicate tribalism and racism, brothers and sisters. So, tahara from pride. Malice, greed, attachment to wealth, clinging to wealth. This is the fuel driving you day in and day out. What are you engaged in? Because everything pursuit is, how can I make more and more money? Al-haqum al-takathur, you are driven by this more syndrome. And you will continue to be driven by that until you hit the grave. And then you wake up. An-nasu niyam. فَإِذَا مَاتُوا تَنَبَّهُ. People are asleep, and when they die, they wake up to the reality. It's too late. So, walhamdulillah tamlu al-mizan. After this purification comes what? Recognizing Allah's favors. I am alive, thank you God. Thank you for this beautiful gift of life. Because with this life, no matter I have sinned enormously, I am ugly sinner, but still as long as I am alive, I have this chance to get to Jannah. So therefore, thank you Allah. Make dhikr. Prophet, as he woke up, Alhamdulillah alladhi radda alayya ruhi. Praise be to Allah who returned my soul unto my body. Wa afani fi jasadi, and made me well. Wa adhina li bi dhikrihi. and permitted me to take his name. Many don't have this gift, the honor of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillah, beautiful. Rasulullah said, it fills that scale heavy. And you know there's two formulas, subhanallah walhamdulillah. Glory be to Allah and praise be to Allah, fill the space between the heaven and earth. It's to make us understand. Because when you say subhanallah, what are you saying? God is greater than everything. That's why the beautiful architecture of Masjid in Islam is such that wherever you look, it drives your attention away from the creation to the infinity. Because God is beyond space and time and definition and image. And this is the Islamic art. Take your attention away, because God is above all this. So when you say subhanallah, it's a great thing. Glory be to Allah. When you say Allahu Akbar, it's a great thing. Fill your heart with that understanding of the wonder and your humility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you look at that mountain, you should be feeling humbled. This is Allah's creation. So that is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, was-salatu nurun. So zikrullah, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we begin our day, brothers? Do you wake up to your music or do you wake up to adhan? The first thought you put into your mind is that why will guide you. This is the behavioral scientists say. The daily affirmations. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahumma inni asbahtu minka fi ni'mah. You see all those du'as of Rasulullah filling the heart with that sense of appreciation. Ya Allah, thank you for this, thank you for this, thank you for this. It's appreciating Allah's blessing. This is the daily affirmations of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And of course, he is now connecting himself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So zikr, as you wake up, engage in zikr after salatul fajr. Everybody should do that, daily affirmations and meditations of Rasulullah, prayers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet said, was-salatu nurun. Prayer is light. If you pray consciously and mindfully, this prayer is a guide map, is a light for us. Because you are reminding yourself of your standing before the Lord of the worlds. A person praying five times cannot go to the business and cheat. He cannot say, I bought this for $10 and I'm giving it to you for $10 while he has bought it for $5. This is cheating. He cannot tell lies. Because how can he do that when everything is recorded by the angels? When God is going to ask him, standing. Because prayer should remind us of our standing before the Lord. How do you come after speaking to God direct and go to the business and cheat, tell lie? Cannot. And the Prophet said, As-sadaqatu burhan. You know, salah is the physical ibadah. Of course, it's spiritual ibadah. It's of course social ibadah as well. But mainly, the fuqaha classified al-ibadah al-badaniyah. And whereas sadaqah al-ibad al-maliyah, it's more to do with the wealth, with the possessions. And of course, Rasulullah said, when a person is willing to part with that wealth, which he cherishes dearly, clings to it, for the love of Allah, to help the needy and the poor, take care of the orphans, that's a proof of faith. Faith has entered the heart, and it is expressing itself. Look at the beautiful stories we read about the wives of the Prophet ﷺ. Aisha Allah gets 70,000 dirhams in the morning. By the evening comes, all of which is gone in charity. And then she is asking, do we have a piece of meat for breaking the fast? She is told, no. You should have kept one dirham. She said, you should have reminded me. So of course, these are the people who forget their own need and give in charity. Of course, this is evidence of faith. وَالصَّبَرُ ضِيَاءٌ. Patience is illumination, is a shining light. Of course, patience is needed now. To wake up for Fajr, you need patience. You need patience to say no to sins. Because everybody is dating in the workplace. Everybody is going with everybody to the coffee shop, and you are also tempted. And one temptation will lead you. Everybody, what is wrong with isolating yourself? Of course it's wrong. Because when you break the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you break yourself. So you do that, and then something happens, you blame yourself. You could be a qari, you could be a scholar. Don't break the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do that, Allah will break you. So that is why patience is needed. Patience in face of trials and tribulations. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَالْقُرْآنُ حُجَّةٌ لَكَ أَوْ عَلَيْكَ. Quran is a challenge. Humanity is to respond to this challenge. If they take this message to heart, understand it and apply it, they will be saved. By failing to do that, we will be doomed. وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. It will increase only the loss and the despair and utter despondency of those who reject the message. And then finally Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, كُلُّ النَّاسِ يَغْدُو. Every human being is engaged in a rat race. As you wake up, you are now busy running after dunya. But of course, there are two types of runners, Rasulullah said. One, people are chasing the goodies of this world. They build this mansion and they will stay there 6 months and they die. And I have been to one of these houses. This man, 6 months, $1 million house. And now he is where is he lying? In that hole where everybody equal. There is perfect democracy in the grave. Rich and poor, scholar and ignorant, everybody in that hole. So this is your pillow. Your pillow will be stored, mud, no cushion. So, of course, two kinds of runners to the hellfire. This race will lead us to hellfire. Or to salvation, to Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to take this hadith as a guide for our daily living. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ. I would urge all the believers who come here, inshallah, make use of these classes, educational sessions in fiqh, spirituality and ethics. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us unto the straight path. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ. الحمد لله الذي هدانا إلى دين الإسلام وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. My dear brothers, there are some brothers who have one of our young people, person has died, and it was discovered days after. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on him. There are people who are depressed. We need to take care of them. And this depression can be cured if they take professional treatment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if somebody is depressed, help him out by referring him to a doctor who will refer him to a specialist. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on all those who have passed away. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat, al muslimin wal muslimat, al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Let us also pray for those who are sick and suffering. Allahumma rabban nas adhib al bas, ishfi anta shafi, ishfi anta shafi, ishfi anta shafi, shifa la yughadiru saqama. Let us also pray. Rabbana la tad'a lana dhanban illa ghafartah, ولا همّا إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا ميتا إلا رحمته، ولا حاجة ترضيك إلا قضيتها، يا أرحم الراحمين. أقم السلام.